This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. China took the U.S. to task today over racism, financial inequality, and the federal government's response to the coronavirus in an annual report that seeks to counter U.S. accusations of human rights abuses by China's ruling Communist Party. The 28-page report issued by China's cabinet said the U.S. in 2020, quote, saw its own epidemic situation go out of control, accompanied by political disorder, interethnic conflicts, and social division. Chang Zhan, the director of the Center for Human Rights Studies at Nankai University, argued that the January 6 Capitol Hill riots revealed the shortcomings of U.S. democracy. He said that the two parties would do everything they can to advance their own interests. They would even go to the extreme. They would incite division, violence among the people. So can the U.S. society continue to prosper under its current democratic system? I would put a big question mark on it. China issued the report each year in response to U.S. criticism of its own record on issues such as alleged abuses against minority groups in the western regions of Xinjiang and Tibet and a crackdown on opposition voices in Hong Kong. Myanmar State TV says 628 people imprisoned for protesting last month's coup, as well as Associated Press reporter Thein Zaw, have been released. Now, it's the first apparent gesture by the military to try to placate the protest movement. Witnesses outside Insein Prison in Yangon on Wednesday saw busloads of mostly young people looking happy, with some flashing the three-finger gesture of defiance adopted by the protest movement. For more on this story, voanews.com. This